You appear to have had a really enviable education. Where did you go from the Dragon School?
I went to Eton, which is what we call a public school and most emphatically is not a public school. It is the most private of private schools.
Etonians speak a unique language.
Well, it's English. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be.
No. We'll be the judge of it. Yeah. We'll be the judge of it. Did you cap beaks?
I did cap beaks, yes.
You call that English? What is capping a beak?
A beak is a master, is a teacher.
Right.
To cap is to touch the brim of your hat as a sign of respect, even though you're not wearing a hat. I can't explain it, but it was a gesture you were supposed to make to every teacher you pass. You were supposed to raise your finger to the level of your where the brim of your hat would be.
Right. Were you a wet bob?
I was a wet bob.
But it's English.
It sounds preposterous. All right.
What is a wet bob?
We're on a very beautiful stretch of the River Thames, mm-hmm. and rowing is a very big sport there, and that's what I opted for. So I was a wet bob, yeah.
One of the many Eton traditions is the Eton boating song. One of the great traditions of this series is my penchant for hectoring my guests to sing a few bars. Do you remember any of the Eton?
Oh, come now.
I have the lyrics. Four bars, two bars.
This bizarre homoerotic anthem here. Jolly boating weather and a hay harvest breeze, blade on the feather, shade off the trees, swing, swing together, your body's between your knees.